Thank you for stopping by Dr. Guype's office today, Miss Johnson. If you would please wait a moment, I will process your paperwork and run it through your health insurance. Then you will be able to pay your final bill for the services you received today. Do you have any questions regarding your visit with Dr. Guype today?
No, I think for the most part everything was quite clear today. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. We heard back from your insurance company, and we have finalized your bill. The total comes to $640.71. Would you like to pay in cash or by credit card?
I beg your pardon? There must be some kind of mistake here. I've never had a doctor's visit cost more than $50 before. Did you even run it through my insurance?
Yes, Miss Johnson. We confirmed the information with your insurance both before and after your visit. They informed us that since you have yet to meet your $2,000 deductible for this year, you are responsible for paying the entirety of this bill. When you checked in today, you signed forms stating that you understood that you would be liable for costs not covered by your insurance.
Is today's day April 1st? You must be pulling some kind of joke on me. If you lifted a finger to consult with my insurance company, you'd find that they cover all doctor-ordered expenses in full, regardless of whether or not I've already met my annual deductible.
Ma'am, we take our jobs very seriously. We were meticulous when analyzing and confirming the costs of our services to you. We also conferred with Dr. Guype regarding the additional services that you requested. For instance, the doctor ordered a chest x-ray for you, but there were a number of tests that you demanded that were deemed unnecessary by the doctor.
I can't believe this. Not only should I sue you for fraud, I should also sue you for defamation. You're putting words into my mouth. What procedures did I even demand that were unnecessary?
Ms. Johnson, please try to remain calm. I have a list of the procedures here. In addition to the x-ray, you requested a complete blood screening, an MRI, a CAT scan, and an EKG. Dr. Guype tried to dissuade you from undergoing the procedures, but you insisted on them.
I thought it was the doctor's job to try and save a life no matter what. I came in here complaining of chest pains, and all he did was check my breathing and perform an x-ray. Should I be punished for my survival instinct?
Of course, Dr. Guype performed every medically necessary procedure. Please don't blow this out of proportion. After confirming there was nothing wrong physically with you, he recommended that you see a psychiatrist for a follow-up. It was then that you blew a fuse and requested the other procedures I just mentioned.
I find it pretty insulting that he wanted to push me off on a shrink instead of doing his job. So all I did was suggest that he do his job and perform other procedures to get to the root cause of the chest pains. And now you want me to pay a fortune to teach the doctor how to do his job? Count me out.